CRTV's radio network service. The 10 p.m. news with Rita Uosimbom. In our top stories, Cameroonians are cautioned to stay alert, evacuate risk zones, and adhere to weather forecasts prescribed by the National Observatory on Climate Change. The coaches and players of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon and the Harambee Stars of Kenya have promised victory to their respective fans in tomorrow's round four clash in the qualifying rounds for the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations. Those were our top stories, and now the news in full. Today, October 13, is observed around the world as the International Day for Disaster and Risk Reduction. Cameroon, alongside other observers, has on the occasion examined the role of education in protecting and empowering youngsters for a disaster-free future. More so, the International Day for Disaster and Risk Reduction this year brings to the surface some of Cameroon's climate-linked challenges. The most recent is the severe floods in the Logone and Shari and Mayudanai divisions in the far north region, whose scars are far from healing. Henry Tato Ekambi contextualizes this year's edition of the International Day for Disaster and Risk Reduction.
In Wuru Dabang in the Mayudanai, one of the sites created to host flood victims in the far north, Umani Jaida has been trying to pick up the broken pieces of her life, though the environment remains challenging.
In a tent, we have about 10 or 11 families managing that. It's tight, but we have to deal with it.
Jaida also says they have some constraints in the site that they hope can be solved.
We don't have enough food and water here. We also have sick persons here.
The municipal authorities of Yagua, chief town of the Mayudanai, say the thousands of flood victims are trying to get back to their daily life, though there are still situations that create fear in their hearts. Antoine Ngana is one of the deputy mayors of the Yagua Council.
Most of them still live in resettlement camps. After the relief that came in from the government and its partners, which considerably improve the living conditions of the victims, the population nevertheless still lived in fear, as there is a rise in recent days in the Logone water level. However, the victims of flood are gradually resuming their daily activities.
The floods in the far north have affected over 350,000 people, leaving at least 30 dead. Marwa, Henry Tatuwekambi, CLTV.
In the West region, administrative authorities have been cautioning the people on the need to stay alert and evacuate risk zones. The governor of the West region, Awaf Funke Augustine, has further instructed the population to strongly adhere to weather forecasts prescribed by the National Observatory on Climate Change about long-term shifts in climate and weather patterns. Eric Lamnyawufo reports from CRTV West.
Governor Awaf Funke's declaration comes after floods struck the West region, hitting three localities in Emenua.
When information is given them about the meteorological situation, either from ONAC or the Directorate of Meteorology through the several other sources, they should take it serious because we have a difficult situation before us, and so we need to be very careful. Secondly, they should avoid human activities in areas where water is supposed to pass through, and the people orientated where they have to build to avoid this passage of water.
To the Delegate of Housing and Urban Development, Francois Delano Zebazé, those residing in zones identified as disaster-prone have to evacuate the areas.
We can only encourage the municipality to ask them to leave those risk zones to save their life.
Many victims of the floods caused by the heavy rains that recently hit Fouquet subdivision in Emenua are still recovering from the impact of the disaster, especially after having received relief supplies from the presidential couple. Eric Langmiawofo, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
In other news, the chairman of the Social Democratic Front has challenged members of the National Executive Committee of the party to be more active on the field and mobilize potential voters ahead of the 2025 presidential election. The Honorable Joshua Osi was speaking during an ordinary session of NEC, which took place yesterday in Yaoundé, a session which permitted the members to assess the party's readiness for the election. Albert Njembonde was there, and I report.
From 10:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., 9 hours of proceedings on the state of the SDF and its future, the 2025 presidential election being a decisive bend to negotiate, a major topic being the last on the agenda. Will the SDF compete in the election with which candidate, on a coalition or not? Tempers flared, but there were moments of composure. Chairman Honorable Joshua Osi playing the role of a referee while calling on the NEC members to be more of politicians than activists.
Well, it was a very fruitful meeting. We were able to take some very strong decisions to move on. We spent a lot of time on our internal organization, which is a very important thing because, you know, if you are not organized in all the 360 councils of Cameroon, you have a problem. We took stock of where we stand with our challenge of having 3 polling agents in every polling station in Cameroon. We have had very good advance on that. If 2 parties need to enter into a coalition, it's on the basis of what the 2 parties put on the table. And 80% of what a party has is your presence on the field. So a party that is in coalition with the SDF and has 0 polling agents out there doesn't bring anything on the table. That's the basis. Our homework is that we need 75,000 polling agents out there, and the count is not yet correct, so go back and work. Once we have the 75,000, we can now sit at the table with any political party and tell them, look, this is what we bring to the equation, okay? And now let us talk.
The party intends to present an 11-point program, mainly based on its all-time form of state, federalism.
Those 11 measures will be the key points on which we'll offer our political platform for the 2 next years, whatever elections come up. We will go launch it in Yaoundé, that we can explain that program and also explain what we mean by federalism, because I also understand that many people are afraid, not because they're afraid of federalism, but because they don't understand what it means. Federalism has nothing to do with geography. Federalism has everything to do with money. And we propose a 3-tier organization of the state so that all the money goes to the councils.
On the life of the nation, the SDF condemns what it calls government's restriction of public liberties, poor state of roads contributing to the upsurge in debts and inadequacies in the provision of water and electricity.
Albert Njembonde reporting. An influential political figure in Momo Division, Senator Enwe Francis, has called on the population of Widikum to turn over a new leaf and embrace peace as a prerequisite to local development in the area, which provides an ideal environment for the massive production of palm oil in the northwest region. Widikum is situated along the Trans-African Highway, which connects Cameroon to Nigeria. However, ever since 2016, its economy has recessed due to the socio-political crisis in that part of the country. Kilo Valerie Sala reports from Widikum.
Widikum subdivision, rising from its conflict ruins to welcome an influential son, Senator Enwe Francis, who hasn't stepped foot on home soil for the past 7 years of insecurity.
This crisis has come and divided many families. I've said everybody should pardon every person. We gather back and live like one people. Love ourselves, because only love will make Bifang solid and stronger.
The divisional officer for Widikum, Ivor Chair, describes the dropping of weapons by some separatist fighters during the visit as a critical step towards normalcy in the area.
To the boys who took up arms against the state, it will not help develop your area. We have been working hand in glove with the security forces, traditional rulers, with the entire population. They are actually giving us the fruits that we have seen today.
Widikum, known for its extensive palm oil production, lies along the economically strategic Bamenda-Enugu corridor, but continued violence has meant more stagnation. Killer Valerie Salas, CRTV News, Widikum.
In news out of Cameroon, 23 people have been killed and 40 others wounded following an airstrike by the Sudanese Air Force in Khartoum, capital of Sudan. The strikes, which occurred yesterday, targeted the main camp occupied by paramilitary rapid support forces. Reports add that the central market and a nearby residential area were also hit during the airstrikes. In sport, the coaches and players of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon and the Harambee Stars of Kenya have promised victory to their respective fans in tomorrow's round 4 clash in the qualifying rounds for the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations. Both teams had their reconnaissance training sessions in Kampala, capital of Uganda, this afternoon, with the Cameroon coach determined to step out of the frenzy of last Friday's win and concentrate on the upcoming game. Details with CRTV Special Envoy to Kampala, Simon Lyonga.
It is a confident-looking team that had their lone training session at the Mandela Stadium ahead of tomorrow's game. The euphoria of the 4-1 win in Yaoundé is now in the past as coach Mark Brice preaches concentration for tomorrow. And the players are conscious of the fact that this is just another match that must be taken seriously. Andre Onana is one of the team leaders.
Very difficult game. Every game is different, of course. Of course, we won the first leg, but now we have to prepare well because it's not going to be easy. But we are traveling to win. That's the spirit, that's the mentality, to try to win against anyone. I think if we keep playing how we are doing, we're going to win a lot of games. So we have to continue working hard, staying together. The most important thing is to make our country proud.
For the 20-year-old Carlos Balibam, his objective is to do better all the time and deliver for country.
The same thing in Cameroon. They have a good mind to go on the pitch, win every ball on the pitch. After that, you score the goal to win the game.
The players all know that a win in Monday's game will open wide the floodgates of Morocco 2025. Enough for Andre Onana to think it is of unprecedented importance to them.
We know it's a very important game for us. So it's decisive for us. It's a crucial game. It's very important for us. So we're going there with a winning spirit.
Even the newfound offensive midfielder Boris Enno is itchy to showcase his talents and win points for country, though he is conscious of the fact that patience is a virtue.
I promise them to give my best and to show my qualities what I have, and I just wait for the opportunity to show what I can do. That's all. My message for them is that I promise them that they should be patient, that the day I have my chance, I will make them proud.
The game will be played without fans and will kick off at 4 p.m. Uganda time, 2 p.m. in Cameroon. Roger Kinsey, Simon Lyonga reporting in Kampala for CRTV News.
And that's it for the 10 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, brought to you by Rita, your symbol. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.